Is this evil? People have buttons you can press to make them do stuff. We all have them. You can pretty much use it on anyone. You just have to know the button and then press it, and the person will do the thing you want them to do. We work basically like animals, because we are animals at the end of the day. There was a scientist named Dr. Fox, and he did this weird experiment with turkeys. He was studying mother turkeys and their babies, and he noticed something kind of strange. See, the mother turkeys would strut around and they'd be acting motherly towards the baby turkeys like you'd expect. They'd tend to them, they'd clean them, feed them, you know, stuff mother birds do. And the little baby turkey chicks would be walking around and they'd make the little baby turkey chick sound. But sometimes there would be a baby turkey that wouldn't make the sound. They didn't know why, but sometimes there'd be a baby turkey who just, for whatever reason, didn't make the sound. You know, like maybe he was special needs. He was a special needs turkey. And whenever there was a baby turkey who didn't make the sound, the mother turkey would ignore it completely. She wouldn't feed it. She wouldn't tend to it. She wouldn't protect it or care for it. Sometimes she would actually kill it. So what Dr. Fox decided to do, because you see, Dr. Fox was a little mischievous, to be honest. Dr. Fox decided to play a trick on the mother turkeys. He got this stuffed animal that looked exactly like a polecat. And a polecat is basically a rodent, kind of looks like a skunk, but without the smelly spray. And polecats are a predator. They're a natural predator. They eat baby turkeys. So Dr. Fox stuffed a polecat, a little stuffed animal polecat, and he tied it to a string, and he pulled it out and brought it up to the turkeys. And of course, the mother turkey would freak out. She would attack the stuffed animal and try to destroy it and try to protect her babies. But then what Dr. Fox did is he got a tape recorder and he put it inside the stuffed polecat. And on the tape recorder, he played the sound of the baby turkeys. And then when they brought the stuffed polecat up to the turkeys again, with the tape recorder playing the sound of the baby turkey chicks, the mother wouldn't attack it. She would actually tend to it and gather it underneath her with the other baby turkeys. And then whenever Dr. Fox turned the tape recorder off, she'd freak out and attack the stuffed animal again. Turn it back on, she went back to mothering it. So it was really just the sound that triggered the mothering from the turkey. And you might think that's kind of weird. Well, Dr. Robert Cialdini is a psychologist who wrote a famous book called Influence. And he calls this thing click whir. Click the button on the tape recorder and whir. Like a machine, the behavior just happens automatically. And the crazy thing is, they discovered that humans have the same thing. Just like the mother turkeys, we also have click whir. If you click the right button, we'll just do the automatic thing, the automatic behavior. And there was a psychologist at Harvard who proved it. They decided to send someone over to a busy Xerox machine where there was a long line of people waiting to make copies. And the person would ask to cut the line. And if they just went up to people with their pages in hand and they said, "Hey, can I cut the line?" Usually no one would let them cut. But then they tried something different. They sent the person over to the line, and now the person said, "Hey, can I cut the line because I'm in a rush?" And 9 out of 10 people let the person cut. So then they tried something else. They did it again, but this time the person said, "Hey, can I cut the line because I have to make copies?" Now the odd thing is, everyone in the line was waiting to make copies. But the result was the same. Again, 9 out of 10 people said yes. And they repeated the experiment over and over again in different places and different situations, and they always got the same result. If you say, "Hey, can I cut the line?" No. But if you say, hey, can I cut the line because? Yes. 9 times out of 10, yes. The reason it works is because. That's why it works. It works because. Because is the trigger. Because the word because is our click whir. It's the little sound of the baby turkeys. You just have to give a reason. The reason doesn't even have to be logical. It can be an obvious reason. Can I cut the line because I have to make copies? It actually doesn't even matter the reason. Giving the reason is all it takes.